Rishus. Holding by Simon Tov Aleph Sif Kol Gimel. The sugya of Ma'ani Dukunyo. The Gemara brings down a case of a Kli Cheres that is glazed. So, Maskot the Gemara is glazed. We have to be machmer. The question is, what exactly is it glazed with? So, Kamlon Rishayden, go down by the Paiskim, Baitam, he wants to say, Mordechai, that was glazed with a case of glass. Glass would be more machmer. The question obviously is, one chav gimel is mechavim machmer in the glazed glass, and sif chavav, the mechav is being makel in the case of glass itself. So where the Bialoch explains, he has two reasons. Either when something is glazed, b'teich ha-kivshon, it makes the chilk of the kli itself, and therefore it has a parameter of the kli, but kli cheres, the cheres is not kasher. Or the case, because it's too thin, it cannot protect it, and then it's going through the glaze, going inside the kli, that is what would be more machmer. I mean, we have one definition that this glaze is glass. A second malachah Rashi brought down the Rambam. The case over here that's glazed with a ferrous of vinyl, a case of a lead or a case of tin. And these cases have been machmer. That's what the Torah brings it down. The machlok is exactly what the matias, what it was glazed with. Where the machaba ripas is over here, he brings down the only time to be machmer the case was glazed with skufis with glass. The chodim is the chod that steers machaba over here. He went to be Michael. To Masha Enkin, in the case of Tefillah's Kalim, he says to be glazed with anything. The case of Neget Yai Nesach in Yodei Sim Kuf Lamarei, he says to be glazed with anything. So point out the four, why over here he's being Makel and there's being Machmer. Or to say the Shir Knesset really even stronger, over here it's a case of Deraiso being Makel. Masha Enkin, the case of Yai Nesach, which case of Derabonon, he's being Machmer. So Mavucha, among the Achorim, had to answer the Mechaber. Meist, the way the Mishpur comes out, he's very clear, and he quotes the Bach, B'chodosh, the Chok Yaakov. Meist, whether it's glazed, it's Kli Cheres, with tin or lead or glass, will not make a difference. We always give it the parameter of a Kli Cheres. And therefore, the Lachas are negate any time you have a mug. Any mug is Kli Cheres over here. It's glazed with anything, no matter if it's glazed with glass or anything, will not make a difference. Has the get of a Kli Cheres. I mean, that's how it's comes out, that any Kli Cheres, which again, we do have these things in the house, has the get of Kli Cheres, we have no clues to get to it, we're given the chumrah of the Kli itself. Now, what does that mean? Comes after Gemara, and the place coming down, the Shavuot says, that if you use the Kli Fahat, then the Halacha Kli Cheres, can I kasha, you shaver. If you use it in a case of cold, depends what it's glazed with. If it's yoiker, if it's green, the dark of the bloya. If it's white and black, it's not dark of a bloya. Therefore, it depends on bakarim or not. If there's no bakarim, then just do shiv. Fine, usually our mugs, the reason why we have these mugs are to use them with hat. And therefore, we'll not have this hat. And therefore, they get the Pesach, you cannot go use it.
Every glass cup is not
the ocean. No, that's glass cup. Right now, it's got a Kli Cheres with the glaze to it. That's a mug. That's not getting the cups yet. First, the mug that's Kli Cheres be'etzem. That's Simcha of Gimel. Yeah, that's Rosh Kachet, the Yosafik, or Chayshish, what's going on over here?
Or
no, without the glaze. The things you're putting inside, what are the ingredients? Can
coffee, it's
instant. Can you put soup inside? I don't know what the ingredients are, but it has the parameters that if it is chametz, has a klal to be machmer. Now, building off, come on, Ramon is moisif, this halacha is only when it's used. Let's say it's a nuclei over here. The ar mekoymis hua machmer. The ar mekoymis, what's the reason? Because the glaze itself is chametz thick. It's made from soup, it's made from flour. And therefore, if you're the mamok that has this minikri machmi machmer, otherwise we're not choishish. Building off this halacha, come along the next sif, sif chav dalet, is not a kli cheres that's glazed for carrot. It's a kli eitz that's glazed with salmonim. Salmonim seem to have the properties of being like a case of a kli cheres. Then was brought down by the Jews of Goinim, will give it the get of a kli cheres. If things that are mixed inside, you have to maybe has this parameter. And therefore, to machshir, you can't. Last case of cold, had the klum of being cold. Therefore, the Torah of the Rush brings it down. Now, what exactly is the salmonim that we're putting atop this kli eitz? Again, it's really kli eitz. You can't catch a kli eitz. You have the salmonim somehow on top of that, you cannot. What is exactly? So it's very clear that Archa Shulchan, lo yinoyde lanu mazeh. We don't know what it is. So we'll leave it at that. I'm not exactly sure what it is. But somehow they had something bizman of the Shulchan Aruch that was glazed on eight of the parameters of a Kli Cheres. Building upon that, Kamlong Ramon, it brings down the case of a Kelim Tzvurim. Kelim that are painted over here. There's a minig of the Maaseh to be Machmeh, even though there are new Kelim over here. which we'll examine two different reasons. Either mitzad, the paint itself has mitzad of tzubin, has mitzad of chometz, or mitzad, the painting over old kelim and metal has at least mitzad beforehand. Therefore, it depends upon the minute, if you have minute to be machmer, you have to be machmer. Now, with mana zed, we have to be machmer and kelim that we get that are painted. So come along for two things. Number one says the Shmuel Kamlevsky, we don't have this minute. The Amakrimis have it, Amakrimis don't have it, number one. Number two, Shlomo Zalman says, even if it was that way, we burn on this thing that are being painted on top. And therefore, even the wasmi over here, there's not really achilo, there's paint itself. And you're burning out anything that's there, therefore, even the paint had a problem, has no problem anymore. That means it's going inside the ikir problem, is suman inside. It's not really achilo anymore, not really achilo's kel, the mice don't have this problem. That means this chumun amo, wherever the Makrimis are, the mice we're not worried about this concept by negate to us. We can buy pots with no extra, and they're told they do cash in Kalim in America, they don't. In England, they have no idea. They don't, okay. Makes sense. Simchof Hei, the Sugi of Reutash Mishoi. Now, you could ask why we're doing it again before we head into Simchof. So, if you realize the Shulchan Aruch, till Simchof is causing using Kalim hot, question how hot, do you need to leave it in the case of Golov? From Simchof and onwards, it's causing Kalim using cold. The cheres to ir mold of iroi, and all these cases of chalal chabei discussing things that are the tendency to be used with cold. They will come on the loch and sivcha pei. The rei tashmishay is cold, and mi tashmishay is hot. Do you do a golo, or the case over here of you don't do anything at all, just do shivshuk, clean it very well. Come on the mechaber. We know mechaber that more machleik is ready in sivav to go after rei tashmishay not machleik can do shayin. The mechaber over there is mekel. Over here also the mechaber is mekel and says shivshuk mice is enough. As before, she ran away saying, "Pshan the sugya when your body places the containers." The Gemara says, "The end of Avodah Zarah." The loch is you just have to do shivshuv. I fact Iran, you can use it for hot things, but could be you wash things together. We go after Rav Tashmisha even to get to cold, which is a chiddush. I mean, until now we just still involved. The question: how to kash leap it or a golo? Say Rav Tashmisha, you kash it a shvach way to machshu it. Here it's a case. Questions to machshu it to do shivshuv to clean it, rub it, or take out the bliyah. Still in this halacha, says Mechaber, go after Rav Tashmishay. The Svar already said from Arami Panu, because Haim Amu Behem Amu, because all the way Kash is something that's Enim Neyomai. Come along the Ramah, the Shitasai, come along and disagrees. We go after even Mir Tashmishay with Chayshpur. And therefore, this situation you have to Kash even by case of Agala. Now, we already mentioned Sivav, there are three coolers that we're going to have over here in the gate to Mir Tashmishay. They go after Rav. Number one, the loch is b'di'evet. The Mishpura over here and over there says, you can't be makel, be samech upon the mechaber, go after Rav Tashmishay. That's Aleph. Number two, once you're saying l'chadchila to be machmer, therefore the loch is b'di'evet, therefore the loch is even l'chadchila, liban kal is enough. You don't need to do a liban gomel in the gate sugar of liban. And number three, the Mishpura brought down the sugar of the base mayor, with the efshar, you might think also can be makel, l'chadchila get a b'di'evet. That's three coolers. The fourth cooler comes out over here. Come along the Mishnah Berurah and brings down the grass. He says, in this situation, when you go after Rav Tashmishay, Rav is cold and sometimes it's hot. It's enough to do Milav Iroi, fill up 3 times, wait 24 hours, and do an act of kashing through the process of Kvisha. Kvisha, a Chiddush. That means if you think about it, as come along the Chiddush at the Pella, what are you saying over here? He said, Dvam Tumur, what are you doing? If it's cold, Shivshuf. If it's hot, Hagolo. Came from Mishibur, according to the Gemara, so the loch is, no, for this is a chumrah, it's enough to mila v'iri, fill up 3 times, and empty it for 24 hours, fill up 3 times, leave it there, and empty it. What's going on? And then when the Chanish disagrees on the Mishibur, the Dava Palo there, the Mais Mishibur goes this way, and the Vazan Shuvah come along to explain, says, but Etzim, still, what's mila v'iri doing? It's making a shachar, it's kashing it quasi, not fully, so since over here, the old book, Miyatash Mishay, is a case of Cham, who said next thing you use of Cham? Pash is a case of it's always cold. And therefore, since Api Roy is a case of Klisheni, we have all the Svekis over here, we go after Mitash Mishay, and therefore the Pshan Mishmur, Warty Mekel over here, because anyway, it does Kashu it. It's not a good of a level here. So over here, we're stomach upon this level, this concept. It's doing with the idea of Liman Gomer, and therefore, by the case of Mitash Mishay, we go after Liman Kal.
Why are you going to Liman Kal and Liman
and
You're missing the right level.
That's explained it. The Chanan says, you're right. What Shaykh does? Makes no sense. But that might be the fourth cool in the get to the Sugya of Mir Tashmishay. Fine. Simch Chavav and Simch Zayin is we're going to discuss now the different Kelim that are out there, practically the different chaymes, different materials that can be used. First you have to know what the materials are, and then how to apply it, how to machshir it. Now, try to make it simple. I like to divide it up into seven different categories of kelim that a person can have, making it simple, because there are at least over 50 different types of materials to discuss. That means first, the simple categories. First, the seven different types. Number one, there's something that you can kasher matechas. There'll be numerous things in that category. The second type, you cannot kasher, cheres. There's a third type that is not cheres, not matechas, but Chazal had it. They had it also. They had wood. They had stone. Not one or the other. That's the third type. Or fourth type, you put the category by itself, glass. That'll be simcha above. A fifth category is something that Chazal did not have. Rubber, plastic, nylon, what is that? A sixth category will be porcelain. And the seventh category will be enamel. Those are really the seven categories that we have to go through.
Enamel.
Enamel, I think they're all the same word. What? We'll get to it. That's
the
first categories. We'll have to find what they are and how to remaster it if you can remaster it. The first question is, once we're discussing materials over here, is really bezman hazeh our kelim balea? Or can you come along and say, a lot of people say, it's on the box itself it says non-porous. Non-porous means not blades, not absorb anything. If it was stainless steel, aluminum, so what are we capturing for? What are we worried about? I went to a chemist, I asked him how to go test it if it's non-porous. He told me very simple. You take food coloring, you boil it inside a pot, you wash it out, now you have a clean pot, you take water and bubble it inside. If it gets colored, it's porous. If it does not get colored, it's non-porous. The chemist told me, I went over to the guy, he told me he knows how to check the police. That's very simple. So I went to a pot, I did it, there's nothing there. Rav Shon told me, it's this person, he knows he's a bucky, he told me that's how he goes out of it. Fine, you want to tell me the other ways of testing it later. That's what he told me. I did. Myself, if you want, is any kfelo, now one kfelo will tell you any time in your pot is been here, you taste it. The only thing you ever taste is a soap because it wasn't cleaned well. Because the soap is left behind. No, so that I'm discussing. So the question is, why are we being machmir for? The chura things are not being balea, not being pelt. In Chazman Chazal, they went after kfelos. It can taste 1,000 kfelos, and not one person will say they taste what was in there an hour before that you cooked it. So what in the world was happening over here? So Pfeiffer, Zatzal, one of the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch HaBasa B'Cholov, he wrote a letter about this, and he says, the Bekim Maisa, tell him the Maisa, nothing here, can't taste anything. So he wrote a tshuva, and he says, Maisa, I'm afraid it's going to fall on other people's hands, not to Mepharis of it. Maisa actually passed away, they printed the letter, they were Mepharis of it. So I don't know what happened over there. I guess he decided he can't be Mepharis of it. In this letter, he discusses what's going on over here. He said, Maisa, you taste nothing. So come along with four reasons, Maisa, why we have to make more interesting reasons over here. Number one, he says, maybe things will change. We don't know. Aleph. Second, he comes along and says, true, that certain kelim are not balea, stainless steel, aluminum. Maybe other things, other ones are plastic. Other ones maybe are rubber, maybe they are balea. So you can start saying this, yeah, that, not. Number three, he says, you start telling people in the kitchen, don't worry about it, and they get the kelim, it'll mess up your whole entire kitchen. Start mixing things over here on pots, mix up all the foods, it'll lead to problems.
Why not?
Number four over here, he says, Maisa, that's mitzad halacha, but you never know mitzad ruchni. How did another work over here? So Maisa did not really answer the question. He has four other side reasons why the Maisa not to mafarish them, not to tell people. And of course, we're keeping it only in this room over here. It's a secret that we should tell one person at a time. So fine, so Maisa, it's... So the Maisa... There's an interesting question over here. What exactly are we worried about? That's what he wants to tell you. The Maisa of Shubach has a true bath in the Chelgalaf. And he said the Maisa of the Bekim tell us nothing. He said we're not serving upon them. Not Maisa, ridiculous. We're not serving upon them. The Maisa, we have to worry about it. Have a Kiddua, the Sefer Megillah Sefer, in the back of Hilchos Bas B'Cholov. He brings down that Shlomo Zalman was known to mistarf this concept. That our Kelim and Maisa are not Balaya. And brought down over there that even Shmuel Orbach, he heard, mistarf this concept, and the Sugya plastic. Now I looked up, but someone showed me the Lichas Shleim over there, and he brings down the Lichas Pesach, and it's brought down the footnotes over there, Chalila to be Michael, not Mishana anything, and then he writes in parentheses, however, have some Rubel go as Gerov. Fine. So that's how they, but the Maestri have shown, originally, he said over that it was, he was the Gate Arsameach, he was the Pesach over there, He firstly went over to Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman numerous times negated our smear, Kiev, and Makam Sarah Kuddle. He was said with stainless steel, the mice what the Semichon, not to worry about, the mice of the Seder. Kiev, your parents are that way, this way, Shalom Bayis, things will get messed up. He all mice what do you Semichon? Things the mice are not Balea, you have to kill this concept over here. Now, there's also a Sefer or Halacha, being done with Yachi Yosef. He the mice says, you want to be Makal after 24 hours, mice are Kuddle, buy some Seder. Not to leave a gobble, leave a kal, do a gobble. So there are this form of duping not in this concept. However, it's understood by everybody that we do not say this rabbim. We say it underneath our breath. It can't fall in the wrong hands. It's not a correct thing to fire some. And things can lead to other problems for sure. That's very clear that way. Fine. That's one hakdam over here. Again, it's the idea that people do mistire, people do say it. Again, but you have to be very careful how to say it. And you have to be very careful how to use it, how to start, from what level, and what matzev. Of course, only Sarah Kuddle with other two. A second Akdoma, we're getting involved with categories over here. They discuss, we're getting involved with different levels. Problem will obviously be with today's day and age, with technology, we mix different things. We have cheres with matachas, the different materials get mixed together. So what exactly do we do? That means you go after like sugi of tumma, we go after roi over here. Well, no, the mice says other materials, you have to be more machmer. So also the limit of book among the achrayim, Masham the Ma'aseh says Ma'aseh, you have cheres and matachas mixed together. You have to worry. Give the category of cheres over here. The Asher brings it down this way. Tzad Sheni Dain Weiss says no. Metalakol can be Michael. So it's other mavucha what to add into our issues we have today is whether we have a mixture of materials over here. Fine. Go through the seven types. The first type, the first level is very simple. Something that you can kasher matachas. That means we have in the passing the Torah when we went to Melchama. With Klei Midian, we took out their, we conquered them, we got the Kalim. The Torah is very simple. If it went in through Mayim, we do Agolo. Went in through a case of Eish, we do a case of Libun. The Torah says any metal over there. Now, what is Michal in the category of metal? So, first, the Torah itself counts for you six of them. The Torah says Zahav, gold, and silver, and copper, and iron, and tin, and lead. That means I said that in English. I assume everyone here is American or Israel is here, but that's basically very clear. There are six things of in the Torah. They do point out, two of them, Gil and Aferis, tin and lead, even though it says you can do it through Liban, those things you do Liban will melt. And therefore you cannot do Liban to it, or either will melt, or Mazer, Rokshash Domopaki. So two of the six metals out there, all six that gold works. Four of them, Liban can be done. The other two, Liban will not work just because Metzias wise, either melt or Mazmanazel, Shash Domopaki. Another metal that come along is aluminum. Aluminum is not brought down in the Torah, it's a new metal that they found afterwards, or they not seem to associate with. The question is, what do you do with a metal that's not brought down in the Torah? Who's the burden of proof to go prove? Under what category is it under? So, Maestro Moshe, he's the one that has a truth about it. He gets involved, he says, Parshat Torah is matur, they might not have other mixtures of other materials inside, we're not sure. He says, since anyway, we kasha enim neyomai, therefore it's nice time of gam, and therefore the idea is only to do abon over here, we can kasha. He says, ben yomai, he says, maybe chanam, we can't kasha it. Might be other materials inside, but since we're only doing it mitzad chumah to do abon, we can kasha, and therefore also maybe no other mixtures inside this aluminum, it's not a problem over here. That's another level.
Kasha has
By Mayim Hagala, by Eish Liban. Same thing with stainless steel. They did not seem to have it. Says it's from the same concept. Once anybody remember the mice, not a problem. Same thing negated to Palado. I mean, you just mentioned right now nine different materials over here. A nifl in the middle, the person can kasher with the problems like Ferry says. Very simple, one level. A second type, something Torah is very clear, they cannot kasher. Pasuk says in the Ikro that this week's Pasha Tzav, by Yevaya. By Kodshim, what do you do with the Kli Cheres Yishab? You have to break it. Now, it's very clear that when it says Yishab, it only when it went in through heat. But let's say it went through a case of cold. That's Sugit said Mila V'Iroi, or the case of a Golo, that you can't kasher. Also, we saw in Sef Aleph, they put it back in the Kifshon. Also, that's the way of being Machsher, a case of a Kli Cheres. Now, was Nichol in the category of a Kli Cheres? I mean, again, the Torah says you have to break it. The Gemara Masechta Daf Lamed Beis says, Torah Hid Lo, She'eni Yitzei Midei Doifun Olam. Now, if it doesn't come out, why are you cashing it for? So Tosafot explains, doesn't mean it doesn't come out. It doesn't come out all the way. It'll come out slowly, different times. Therefore, we have to break it over here. So what is the nichol category of cheres? So cheres, how do you make it? You took the ground, pottery, and you put it inside a kifshon. That's a case of cheres. So what's the nichol that they say is pottery, is cheres, is a case of baton, is chemer, is charsino, is tit, levoino, melet, neter. Karmaka, or in English for people, is water and ceramic and porcelain and brick and concrete and cement. All these things are nichel in the category of the idea of cheres. Also, they came out, there are like 9 different things they bring down, nichel in the category of cheres. Again, it's all really the same idea, things from the ground, he puts out a kitchen and he make it. Very simple. The second type. A third type, kelim the chazal had, is not cheres, not mateches. They had wood. They had stone. They had keren. What are these things that Torah had? It's not brought down. It's not this, not that. Well, really the question is, who's the burden of proof to go prove what to go do with it? It's always mavucha. What do you to go do? It's not brought down. So the Torah already, in Yerodayo, you come along, and also in Aruch Chaim, you read down machlokes, Rav Haigoin versus other Rishonim. What's the halacha? Rav Haigoin l'maisa says, the Torah did not give you an option to go machshir. Even the case of Kli Cheres. Even Kli Cheres, you're not a king kasher, you shabbat, you have to go break it. And therefore, there are different goyim who go this way, that kelim that not were done as a heter to be machshir, you have to go break. At Tzad Hasheni, the Torah himself went like his father Rosh, and that's how clearly the Rambam went that way, the Ritva went this way. They say, no, Torah never asked it, and not sheyi shaver. Therefore, the lochad like patechas, you can go kasher it. It went into a case of mayim, hakol, went through a case of eish, libum. There's the mice, a third sheet over here, the way how the reeds brought down in the Torah, you want a taino, you don't see not this, not that. So you use it for everything. Don't do kasher. You can do for kosher, basa, cholam, one after another. Mice don't need any agal at all. There are three different options over here what to go do. That means the geretu, things are not put down. In the case of this cost, take one case of avonim, stone. Stone or basic granite. Any of your counters over here. Any standard granite, difficult kasher. If high grade says it's cheres. The Torah and Rosh says the mice don't go kasher. And the Isri Shita don't even need to go kasher. Allah l'maisa, come along the mechaber, sign your deal. In the Sif Beis, Kuchav Aleph, and Taiba Osset Sif Ches, its words are Echad Kli Yates, Echad Kli Evan, the Aloch is like, look like a Metechas, the Aloch is like a Machshirat. That means the Aloch Lamais and all the Pesach, go like the Mechaber, they say, Aloch, we can be Machshirat things that Chazal had, and even though it was not something that's brought down, try to be Machshirat. So again, whether it's a case of Evan, or any, it's words or Kli Yates, those are two cases so far. Those two cases are baked in the Mechaber, wood and stone. Against stones, anything that's granite. Granite might be no problem. A couple of the chwin discuss, what about Kli Adamo? What about Kli Adamo? Something that came from the ground. They come along the Mishnah Brua, bring the Magaram on Sif Beis. They come along and says, the loch is once you do not pass like a Haigoin, Kli Adamo might also in cash like Matechas. No problem here. Therefore, most of the chwin bring down this halacha, the Kli Adamo is Nichol and Kli Eitz. Kli Adamo, not a problem over here. The shaila is, well, what's Kli Adamo, what's Kli Cheres? Kli Cheres is pottery. Kli Adamo is pottery. One you can cash, one you can cash. What's the difference between one and the other? So come on the Magavram, we're talking about the Mishra, he says, by the case of Kli Cheres, could you put it inside a kifshon? That's Nichola, the concept of Kli Cheres. Kli Adamo is did it by the sun. By the sun, that's Kli Adamo.
So it's a different mitzvahs?
It's the same material made two different ways,
so
and even one's belay and one's not belay. One can, yes.
One's
yeah. Well, but they're both belay, but one can take out the one again. Yeah. And if you go this malach, that again, Father Magaram, most of them went this way, people go on the grass, or Hashulchan, Mishnebruan, Bismarazeb, Shlomo Zalman, Dine Fisher, Dine Weiss, and others, they come along, that clear double mice, you can't catch her. At Tzad Hashem, they come along the Chaznish and the Yad Yehuda beforehand. The same, but the mice, it's the same material. It's the same exact thing. What are you talking about? And therefore, they want to argue and say, no. Against the Magaram, against the Mishnah, Allah, the mice, you cannot kasher it. Nichol categorically cheres. The mice, multiple times, again, go like the Mishnah, this man is there, and say, the mice, you can kasher it. Nichol categorically adomo, and therefore, once you not go like a high coin, we're going to be making a little beer.
What nowadays is my category?
Practically, anything that's. Well, we'll get to. We'll get to make
these things.
Right, that's what we call the question. That means a lot of our countertops will get in the Reuben writes our countertops Machlokes Chazanish and Mishnah Berurah. The grand different shayishes that we have. Depends on what you have. Fine, that's a Kli Adamo, Kli Galolim, also brought down by the Magaram and the Bialacha. So they point out that two reasons to be Machmer, even according to the Haikoin, or according to the Chazanish himself writes, the idea that they're going to be Machmer Mitzad. It's not in the category that of Kli Cheres. The mice of the Mishnah won't be Alocha, most places can come along and say, no, Chazal had it. We don't pass the of Haikoin, we pass Kli Adamo to Michael. The Kli Galolim mice is not a problem over here. They get to Ur, leather. What's the Alocha in that case? Also, that was Man Chazal. So again, come along with the place, once you do not pass the of Haikoin, mice, you want to cash your Ur, no problem, go cash it, no problem over here. negate to the same Yisrael negate to Eitzim, again, mentioned before. Should they point out Eitzim can do leaven to it, Pasha? Or negate to Etzim, to negate to the case of a bone. So again, come on, the place can say, once you're not passing like a vaygon, the evil says, Ramon Sivchas, you can go catch the case of Etzim. Case of Karen, again, a horn or ivory, again, the same Yisrael, once you're not passing like a vaygon, they've come along with Chabr and Sivzayin, said, the Maestri can catch it. They just point down, Sivzayin, the place can say, again, negate to leaven by Karen, or destroy it, and even if you go do it, the Mapaki, therefore you have to be machm over here. Now, the negate to Shayish, again, they have it, Bizman Chazal. What is that? What's the category? So first they point out the four different shayishes on the market. There's Avnei Shayish, the Shayish Chevroini, Shayish Kesar, and Shayish Yitzuk. All made different ways. First, what the pashas is and what the problems are. The pashas is, number one, is that if we do not go like a Haigoin, no problem. And if you don't worry about the Chadnish, it should not be a problem. Why to be Chayshish, especially for Pesach, is a Haigoin. There's a quote in the Chazanish who said a lot of these things are a problem. There's two in Yonim. V'oid, love shayishes and encounters has a glaze to it. What is that glaze? What material is it made out of? Again, a glaze if it's glass, we see the issue over here. What is a glaze? Number four, they say, inside these things, that come along from, they say they mix in other materials. Sometimes, depends which shayish you're referring to. What are they mixing in? Some say they're mixing in only devek, what's rubber. Some say they're mixing in the glass, 7% of it is glass. That's on Kashrut Pesach. So that means if you discuss different shayishes, that means you call the Rav, what's the loch of shayish? Usually ask you if he knows the Metzias, he'll ask you which shayish you're referring to. And you're like, I don't know. So first you have to first find out what shayish you have on your counter. Some people can actually look and tell, most of us cannot. You have to ask about the Rav. What?
You can tell if it's just a piece of stuff.
No, but there's, again, there's different shayishes. Different. You don't have marble, you're not having marble on your counter. Right? So you're not that shayish. The question is, what shayish?
No,
so what shayish we're discussing? Then we have to know what it has glazed and what the mixture over here is.
Marble, you can tell, right? What? It's marble.
Real marble? Yeah, even marble can tell. But otherwise, it comes out now that means even though shayish technically should be fine, but there are other, on the side, we don't talk of haigun and the chanish, you're still left with two other nyonim. What's the glaze over here? If you have a glaze, then not all of them have. And also, you have to know what the mixture are inside of it. That means to come out again to get to this level, we had nine different things we discussed: stone, adamo, glolim, or etzim, keren, shayish, also asbestos, the same thing. All the same thing, but etzim should be the same sugil. The loch, once you go like the mishabua, we can be able to cast it like klimateches. Fourth type, klischuches, case of glass over here. Now, glass that happens mana chazal is very clear. The question is how to go look at it. First, I point out from the basic sugil, seems chazal gave you two different levels. That means they get the Gemara on Shabbos in the first parak, the Gemara compares it in the Sugya of Tumah, like Cheres. So we have one Gemara, I think Daf Yudalid, has seemed to put on the level of Cheres. We have a Sugya in Tefillas Kelim, the Chazal come along and say, you want to go make a Tefillah to it, like case of Matechas. So sometimes the Chazal seem to put on the Cheres, sometimes on the Matechas. What exactly is the get the Sugya of Kashring over here? Under what category? So it's very clear, again, the Gedolei Achronim, we showed them come along to argue this point. The Torah brings down the Ben Yechiel, that he wants the Taina has a loch of the Cheres, why the Chilas be also from Chol, and wants to make the sand, Torah made love, it not be Moitzi, day from Ba'ilam, and always has bliss coming out from it. The Ben Yechiel says, last you cannot kasher. Chumas Sedeshin has a chum about it, it's right to Bechein Haminig. Usually all the Amahogim come from Chumas Sedeshin, so the Meister will give a case of the Cheres, he cannot kasher it. Therefore, the Ben Paris, the Ogur, they come along and say, Schuchas, you have a bayah like cheres. Asel Hasheni, come along with the Shartzion. He brings down the rit for the shame of the Ra, his rabbi. Then it says, no, smateches. It goes in. You're right, it goes in. But it also comes out, you can't go kasher it over here. The Zurosh, Bulelek, they come along and say, you can't kasher. It goes in, but you can machsher it. Asel Hashlishi, the Rosh Hamadavim, the Rabbi Yo, he comes along and says, like a lathe, a heart, that Shia, it's smooth, Vulabal, not belay at all, and therefore does not even need to be machsher. I mean, you have to realize first that three sheet is there. One's Klicheres, that's one sheet over Ben Yechiel, Torah bringing down. Second, the Shartzin bringing down from the Ru'o, it can be goes in, but you can machshir it. And third, the Rav Yoh come along and says, no, it doesn't even go in, it's not Balea Kiyos over here. Come along, the Rav Yoh bring it right from the Gersel of Ovsev, nothing that he has, depends what Gersel he has. That says over there by Schuchet, it's not being Balea, not being part of it. It has nothing coming inside of it. The Meister, Rav Yoh Shito, look among the Rishonim, is that's where Rishonim. It's Tosfos and the Rashba and the Rosh and Iran, and the Beit Yerucham, and the Iri, and the Eshkol, or the Chaim, or the Kolbosh, Bats, or Moir, I want to point out Rav Yishenim for a reason, we'll see how we apply the Lach Lamaisa. But Rav Yishenim come along and says the Lach is, that's not a problem, it's not Balei at all. That's Rav Yishenim very clear. Once we have Rav Yishenim, Hat Minoi, first the Bnei Ashkenaz, first the Bnei Svarad. The Amor, when he brings it down, he says V'yesh Machvirim, very important word, let's say V'yesh Oisrim. Why say V'yesh Machvirim for? So Chonim point out, Yesh Machvirim means Mikadin and Smoter. However, those are Machmer v'chinim minik b'ashkenaz. So vadeh was minik ashkenaz v'chumut adashen. So there, even though Amor, when he's saying over the halacha, he agrees where you should say not that way. And mikadin should be mutter, and that's why b'di'evd he'll be meikel. However, the halacha is, we're not going to be Machmer. I mean, you have to realize the building block is what? It's a chumra over here that mask should be mutter. Except we're Machmer l'maisa. Therefore, the gate in the Ashkenaz, we're still in Machmer. The Chokhmah Zod, the Kitzel, Graz, the Choshochon, we are Machmer, and the gate to Pesach, simply discussing Pesach right now, we cannot cash your glass. Therefore, self-clean oven. Yes, this question yesterday, guy wants to clean his house for Pesach, cash his oven, he has self-cleaning, no problem. I told him, what's the door made out of glass? So what do you have to go do? Can't cash it. He told me you have to put silver over it. So like, why? It's self-cleaning, it's very simple, you can't cash your glass. So you have to put silver over it. I'm mini clay, so mini gram was, you can't use it.
Well, it's like charis, the leaving gummer helps if you know how to do it.
It's we have a mini not to go use it. And even the swarming, that mom's saying it. The swarming, all swarming.
You should be able to do leaving gummer.
It doesn't get half the glass.
Then?
It doesn't get
the they, again, he could be saying one point, I'm not sure. I mean, you touch the other side, it won't get hot, won't burn itself? Not sure. Absolutely not that hot. Again, but most of the swarms say, look any book, they say you have on the something, you have to cover glass. That's Bnei Ashkenaz. Bnei Svarad, the way I put down the Mechabah, the Meister, he went like Rav Yishenim. The Meister is not a problem over here. Rav Yishenim, the Ime, not a problem. Again, when the Svarad bring it down, they bring down the Zehidr to be Machmer. So, but Allah, the Meister, or the Chavdas, Rav Yosef, find the shirt, and Lumus Svarad bring it down, they come along and say, Allah, the Meister is Mutter, but they hid it to be Machmer. They pass the Meister as Mutter.
How do you cover it?
What?
How do you cover it?
Put silver there.
Doesn't fall down?
Just put it out.
It's going to melt.
No, just put it. Wrap it. I know. My parents ask it all the time. That means Mikadin. Should I take me down to be Chodesh for Meisah to be Meikel? But Meisah when they smart, I have an Hogger sometimes to be Machmer. I'll say Hiddish Shavoy. Now first. So we'll get to what the evidence is first. That means that's first halacha. Now he's asking what's halacha with the Eved. So again, the Dakar Moshe, it's according to the test, very clear. But the Eved, we are Mekel. The question is, what do we mean Mekel with the Eved? There's two options over here. Machlok is Taz, the Mung Avram. The way how the Taz says over, and the Pashas is, when the Eved, you Mekel, even the, not Makshu at all. Because as far as you know, when you read the Beis Yosef of the Torah, there are only two sheets here. Either you can't Kasher, or you don't need a Kasher. The Shaitzin threw in this middle Shita, you can't Kasher, and that's enough. The Rosh Shita. But the Torah only brought down one malach. But he says there's one malach, either you can or you don't need. Therefore, instead of the Eved to be Mekel, Hashish the Ramah means, even when not Machshir, Akihu Zeh, what's the halacha says the Yadir in the Taz? Maisa, it's more to be the Eved. Why is Yesh Machmim, but the Akihu did to be Mekel? Maisa Mishmur would not go this way. Mishmur comes to Magavram, the Al-Rab, Chokyakim, and others, that the Eved to be Mekel only when he did not go to it already. When he Machshir already, we did the case of leaving Kalitz in your self-cleaning, Avada the food won't be awesome. There won't be a problem here. That's a Chiddush. But Maisa Mishmur points us out that way. He says, only time, otherwise, if you not do anything, only we have to remove the other two if we can be Mekel. Otherwise, he says, but the Evel, now what's that to be Mekel, that Kamosha, means only when a case, when you have a, when you're Makshir, the case of Agalo, Kedoymo. Fine, so the Adkan negates Schuchis glass on Pesach. Again, making on Pesach, Ashkenaz, the maker of Machmer, that's for the Yevet, Tzfat, there's a Hidra out there, otherwise making their Mekel. What about all year round? All year round, it seems to be different longer the class on the get class. The Jewish people seem to not worry about it. I have to not have this concept of being Machshir at all. They seem to use it back and forth, no problem one to another. Now, I personally ask my parents tell me, none of my stuff they're Machmer. They hold glass in the middle of the same category. My son will not use one for another. But I know the Moin Am did not seem to be going this way. They'll use for milk for fleishiks, the same kli that's glass over here. I heard Rav Felder from Lakewood, I think most people know him, for Sam, that I heard him give two shiur about this for about an hour, about the concept how the Moin Am makes a mistake. The Moin Am come along and says that the halacha is that glass does not need to be kashed all year round. The Vada stand so. Not only that, he cannot even use it. Can't even be kashed. He said that he went to a vaza and agreed to it with him. He said that he went over to Rabelski. Rabelski said, oh, it's of course, oh, you might say Machmer, where kashed for everybody. He said he heard from Yaakov Netsky, the Maestro will Machmer in the case of glass. They cannot even kashed it. That's what he said. If I went, I'm making a mistake. And he put down a couple of riders, three riders. Now, I'd just like to defend that when I'm, say, if I cared, let's see who makes the mistake over here, and try to just analyze his three riders and say maybe why it's correct on when I'm saying. Pekitzer, he has three main points. Number one is a Knesset Gdolo that's brought down by the Prim Gadol over here. Knesset Gdolo says like this, Beisayshif, Maisa, he is Mekel. Ramal, the Bach, then Machmer, says the Knesset Gdolo, the Svardim, we see that the Mahad over here, they have a hit over here to Machmer like to Ramal. However, only in Pesach. Adkan Knesset Gdolo. Again, well, that means the be very clear. The Beis Yosef is Mekel, the Amor is Machmer, the Svadim and the Hintim Machmer, the Dafkel in Pesach. What's the word the Knesset Gedolah going back on, which is Dafkel in Pesach? They're going back in the Svadim's Hitter, or going back in Ashkenazim? So, Kamal Grafelder, people are calling this Knesset Gedolah, it's a Dafkel in Pesach to be Machmer, and they want to say it's for Ashkenazim, they can make it all year round. So, that's a choice. That's not how you read it. The words on the Knesset Gedolah are by Svadim, they have a Hitter, and on them, Dafkel in Pesach. You look at the Steichem and he says it that way. Maisa, if you look in the Prima Gadam, he quotes over the Knesset Gedolah, or quotes over the Beis Lechem Yehuda before, and everyone knows the Prima Gadam quotes Beis Lechem Yehuda. And you look in the Marsham or the Chamut Daniel, they quote over the same words of the Knesset Gedolah without saying the word Svardim. Now, there are certain Svarim who just quote. There are some actually are Bar Samkhus, even though they quote, but they're saying their own understanding, you can paskin based upon them, how they understood it. Right, there's another one is the Dor Malachi. People actually think use the head and just and actually they're by samples. That means when the Prim Gadam or the Beis Lechem Yehuda quote and they leave out certain words, it should not be an issue. Therefore, the Beis Lechem Yehuda and the Prim Gadam quote over the Knesset Gedolah, they're not saying the word Svardim. They say, oh, very clearly this halacha indicates to be Mekel Tam, Dafkel and Pesach. So again, he wants to tell me that Ilam makes a mistake in reading by Pesach be Machmer, not all year round. They says it without the word Svardim over there.
To be Mekel all year round.
All year round. And what's Mekel means? Don't have to be Machshu at all. Right? There's no third,
still
second,
future.
Same
problem with Tzaviyah, going back and forth. And so.
What's back and forth? That's to be Kim Machshu back and forth. I'm not talking about Machshu. You mean nothing.
You mean nothing. You mean for cold. You mean for cold. You mean for cold. You mean for cold.
Wash it out. Wash.
You weren't, because it was a Mechura Dabar.
Don't get it wrong.
Among them is kashrut, not kashrut. I'm saying nothing, not malay.
You weren't kashrut in Israel, but Tzayin.
No, so you, if the deck to do a daf, there's mutter.
Who
said mechor adam? Deck to a daf.
Carmen Hakim said it.
Yeah, I don't know. He was quoting something.
What? What's the difference? What's the difference of kalim b'yisoid ha'blias when it's cold, or kalim that don't have blias b'klal?
What? The kelim are betim, had no blias, can't lead to any problems over here.
If there's no over b'chlal.
Right. If you tell me a kli that you can have blias over here,
even though now my ear is cold.
This can't. It can't have any problem over here. And there's no adav, what's the problem over here? The lima wash you left behind all these sheets. What's the problem over here? So my said, first of all, his mom always make a mistake. I think my said, Kor Raya, at least those who are quoting him, on that way saying, Malacha is to be make a number one all year round. They need nothing. It's aleph. The second Ma'amok coming kind of from is that there's a Ramon in Hilchos Yayin Nesach Kuflam Nei. The more over there is going to the Loch of the Machaber. The Machaber says, by Yayin Nesach, we make on case of Schuchas. The more over there says, nothing. In fact, the Machaber by us, he is the Kasher, the Chor, there's a steer over here. Ramon is going to be Machmer. And Yayin Nesach, the Machaber is to be Machmer. So he says nothing and can be Mekel. What's going on? So words of the Machaber is very simple. We have Kama Kulas, but in the case of Yayin Nesach, Masha Enkei Mechomets. The question is, what does that mean? Is it the Kula B'Yayin Nesach? Is it between the Chumr and Chometz? Now, Magavam sounds like he's saying it's the Kula B'Yayin Nesach, not Chumr and Chometz. Well, Maisa, and therefore, Kamal Rafalda says, anyone who wants to bring a Raya, from over here is Fakert, over here is a Raya, that's the Kula B'Yayin Nesach. What's the Kula Shari Surim? What? The words of Magavam sound like Yayin Nesach is a Kal Degir Abonim. Although all of the Surim, Maisa would be Mach before. That's what it sounds like. Well, Maisa, look at Kivega on the page over here, that the new Shulchan Aruch, the black one. His words are Kiveger, Beshar Isurim, Lamaisa Kami Mekel. That's what said Pshat over here. You look in the Minchas Yaakov, he says it over that way. You look in the Chalkas Yaakov, you look in the Masham, the Pirim Gadolim, the Ramosho. They come and quote over the Minchas Yaakov Pshat in the Magar Avraham. What is Pshat over here? That by Shari Yisrim, you can't be Meichel. So again, Magar Avraham, I'm not sure how to read it. Sounds like maybe more like a Felder. But all the Achim are quoting over this Magar Avraham over here, the way the Minchas Yaakov is saying over, Kiviri is saying over, if you make with Shari Yisrim, it's Nichel, and that's why, in the case of Yain Nezach, verse Pesach, it's a Chum of Pesach, not shaking Shari Yisrim. So his second reason to be Machma, I think he's right to be Meichel. His third man welcome to be Meichel is that there's a Loch, he says he found the Metzia, there's a thousand Sinpei Zayin or Chaim. So now see also like the same call as Kalem being in Azariah. Over there is costing you cannot have in front of Merig Lion. Let's say you have an oven over there, Merig Lion, also have to be Machmer. So as a Machabi, we Machalik, whether it's a Kli, Cheres, or Eight, whereas the oven, the case of Schuches. Schuches, he can be Meichel, says a Machabi. Says a Taz, but once we have the Ramah by us, that's to be Machmer Schuches. Therefore, by a oven that's schuches, you also be machmer all year round. I'm kind of taz. Halach lemaisa come on the achoinim over there and disagree with the taz. The chidol, the sivus, shuot Yaakov, and the mishnah berurah. Mishnah lemaisa disagrees and he quotes a bunch of mamakomis in the Sharet Siyam. Maisa come on the first of Feldman and points out the taz himself is saying over here he machmer by Sharet Siyam, nothing to do with Pesach by an ovid. And the reason why the achoinim are arguing is for the reason, nothing to do with this. And the other chidol replying to by Sharet Siyam. So Maisa, Mishmur has four mamakomis. First mamakom, why to be mechalik over there by over to Michael, is the first one is Eli Rabba. I looked up the Eli Rabba. He says, you know why? It's a chumrin chometz. His mamakom says a chumrin chometz. How in the world to by case of over? That's the first mamakom. He says the second mamakom. He quotes the chida. The chida says he really the kashin cheshbon. He says let's analyze it. Pichodesh Maisa, he's being Michael by Pesach, and he's the one being machmir over here. Can it say? But anyway, Mechab Ma'is to be Meichel. Therefore, he argues. Don't say any svar over here. Look in the Shuas Yaakov, you look in the Nesivis, they have no svar except in the Cheshbon. So, the only one has a svar to be Chalak between the Taz, the argument against the case over here, is Eli Rabin. He says, why? It's Chumun Chometz. Imamish said that's a svar. Why the Pesach argue the Taz? So, again, his three rais, you want to say, the moment I made a mistake, I know, I looked up the rais, and as far as I understand, I fully forget. He says, change the rais where the Oilam does say it over. There's a reason why the Olam wants to make all Yom HaShari Yisrim, because these rites are very clear. There is our clear place was saying to the Miuchin in Pesach HaShari Yisrim, you need nothing. Well, those are the rites to down with. Alok L'maisa. First, who in Maisa says like last you need nothing? Again, the Meis Lech Meudah says Maisa you need nothing. The Eli Rabba says you need nothing. The Kiv Eger, at least the one on the page, says you need nothing. The Zechmud Nil says Seder, Masham, the Yad Yehuda. But Moshe says in Shuvah that way, the way the Dine Fisher says, no problem. He said, "V'chinoi beis avenu." Dine fish in his own house, he had glass back and forth. No problem. Master Klein and most from as far as I see, Ma'isa Meichel. Glass is not balea. The Ramo over here says yesh machmirim. That means be'ikar din hilz mutter. It's a chumah that's an omer shabai. Again, we have to realize the whole build up by Pesach is a chumah. But the eved, the time to be Meichel was nothing. We're being machmir, but even the Ramo says yesh machmirim over here. It's only chumah over there. Machmir all year round. Most places Ma'isa Meichel. V'oid, the fellow came along and says you can't cash it. You know what? If you want to be machmer, there's a second malach over here. Fellow held case of klicheres. There are those who machmer. Come along, dying wife and shuvah, and you want to say yafi machmer. It's a case of klimateches machmer. There's no malach over there. There's often ritva. Come along, shuvah strumming says cash it. Sweet age says might still cash it.
No,
depends on what type of glass it's cost. We'll get to different types of glass. So might say you want to be machmer, fine. A lot of people want machmer, cash it. Now, he says, but the Eved, the are those say you can't. Again, the Feld himself says he spoke to a Vazir, and there is a Chuddish shunning that way, and all you, the Maisa, the Machmer, is a Chuddish, all you going, fine. Well, all those are Machmer. Fine, so Maisa, there are two different Hanhogas of what to go do. Three different Hanhogas. Again, as far as I see, most are make only nothing. You want to be machmer, machmer to be machshuret. That's how our end of the nosach. Now that those who say you can't say that, others are way fine. But the ma'aser, the machmirim are saying the kasher. That's how I see it over here. Now, once we're discussing over here different glasses over here. Now there, that's standard glass with mana chazal. Today we came along. We have a sugya of pyrex, and a sugya of duralex, different type of glasses. What is pyrex? Pyrex is you can cook with it. You can put it on the fire, nothing will happen. That means with Zman HaChazal, you had any glass, you put it by fire. Anyone has lighters, they have glass cups, to put their the wax inside. After a couple of weeks, the glass breaks. I mean, every couple of weeks, the glass breaks. That means fire is not good for glass. So you get more expensive ones. I know. What? It's inside a box inside, and it breaks. The fire, I hear a crack. In the box, and I hear you hear a crack every week. They crack. Fire and glass don't go good together. So what is Pyrex? What is Duralex? What are these things that you cook with it? Point of fire, no problem. It's strong enough. So, to be clear, I'm not clear. But I heard different shurim, so different things in print. And a lot of things I said, but I have no idea what I know what they're talking about. But, fine, the way I felt it over, or the same place, Kilkosar brings it down. You want to tie into that glass when you have it near fire. In glass, there's some little metal inside. Metal expands and makes it break the glass. So what they're doing, they're taking out all the impurities and making it pure glass. Therefore, since it's pure glass, it's strong enough, won't be a problem when fire is around it. That's one way to say over what's happening by the case of Pyrex. Another way of saying over, Rav Ruman said over, that Meister, the Bekim, told me in the Vayel Metzias, that to make it stronger, they put a lot more metal inside. There's a mixture of metal inside. Now it's stuck together, and now we have a lot of metal inside the glass. Now, it could be, there's different brands. I tried to figure, I was reading yesterday a lot of things on these. I can't say where I was reading. And I couldn't figure out. I couldn't understand a lot of these technology and the words and what was going on over there. But please, follow up. It's up your alley. I know you're telling me tomorrow. Fine. But again, I heard people say, Rabbanim give me sure about it. They have a Vara and Matthias, and they know from the beginning, and they came out two opposite things. So again, it could be there are different brands, different Matthiases, different ideas, concepts out there. Kenzai.
Fine. Pyrex is just not as strong. If you drop on the floor,
but why? But what happened here? Is because the metal was taken out. Why? That's the question. Why? What happened here? What is it? Fine. That's first the Metzias. Aleph. Second is, come along the Dola Achoinim. Let's say you hand glass Bezmana Chazal that was able to put into a fire. I mean, this case over here is glass that either by liquid or the words that we make there. Even my Chama Mishbos and Chama Betmidis doesn't make a difference. How cold will not make a difference. Well, they didn't have a case of fire. They never cooked on fire or burn it, destroy it. What's the lachan against fire? So come along the Tuvta Madaz and Shlomo Kluger, it's by fire. Even the Machama Shita will be Machmer. Even the Machama will be Machmer. No, my Machmer will be Machmer. Come along the Yad Yudin says, what do you mean? First of all, now let's talk to Michalik. And where is the Bekilim coming from? Rav Yoch. It's like a lathe that Shia that's not Balea, and lathe is cussing case of doing Sli to it. It's cussing doing Sli. It's like a lathe that that case is Sli. Therefore, there's no Chalik. So first, there is one question. In the Mechamba's world, in the Pyrex, you have fire over there, what the loch is. Therefore, you always have to discuss these cases, number one by Pesach, number two by Shai Yisrael. So,
what is like a
lathe? That's not a
Sugya. What? That's again, but also like a lathe.
Heart.
Right,
so wasn't it
very smooth?
Those words are Rav Yoh. So again, so they get to Pesach. It's interesting. Can you do this part? Can you go use it or not? So the Bnei Svarad, Yibi Oyma says, and all the Tzion says, Mekadin, Mice is not a problem. Rabbi Asher says, the Bnei Svarad are Machmer. Now, I'm not sure how that exactly works. When the Rashi said Bnei Svarad Machmer, in this case, when the Bnei Svarad sold their price from Maisa Mekel, it's always a question, what to go do? They get to Bnei Ashkenaz, so again, they get to Pesach, if you're Machmer by regular glass, last of Kamel, give me Machmer here, and then with the price coming down, the Vols, the Dying Fish, others, they come along with Ramosha, they say, Avad and Parks, you have to be Machmer on Pesach. A gap, I see, Rabbi Asher says you can kasher it. For Pesach. Can't use it. But it's like, Sufis. A Gamma Seal Biyasha says you can't cash it and see Pesach 3 Frank says you can do a goal 3 times. But Pashik in the most form say it's class, nice you can cash it. Especially if you have a Chumunau Tumtam Vadas. The gate to Shari Serum, more common, what to go do in that situation. So come along, Dang Fish, and you might as well say, please, Shari Serum, you. But again, over here, most form came along and they say either don't need anything, or to be Mach, but to Mach it. Well, again, it should be the same exact sugi over here. Therefore, some say either go kashrut, whether it's Rosh Tomo says kashrut, Sliezer, or those one time, Moshe says we need nothing. But again, it should be the same isoy part with the case of glass. They point out the same thing they gave to Duralex. Also, Duralex, they gave to Pesach what comes out by Duralex, by Meisvad, to Mekel, by Ashkenaz, to be Machmer.
What is the difference in Duralex?
It's another type of glass, another brand. You go read, you tell me.
It's something you cook in the oven with glass.
It's a different way of making something that you cook in the fire, right? They get to Shari Serum again. The halacha is should be makshirit, and ulai you don't need anything to get to it. Now, what about Karel? So, Karel, the swarming down, is really, it's just glass. It's tempered glass.
It's something that goes in the bottom of the ocean, no?
That's coral?
That's coral.
Coral. Corel. This corel plates. Corel is better than this tempered glass. Explain? That means there's three layers of glass being put together, that's why it's very strong. It's pure glass. Therefore, what comes out? Depends. The Ashkenaz may swallow the gate to Pesach, may swallow the mice will be Makel, the Ashkenaz mice will be Machmer. The gate to Shariser will come out, the Chor will be Machshirit, or maybe need nothing. A gum I see somehow over here that Moshe came along and says Corel has a gather of Cheres and the King Kasher. Gam he's always making glass. Here he came along to be Shash of Cheres over here. They point out Ladaf King of the Matthias, what he's being told over there. Apparently, everyone says today that Corel is Maisi glass, and therefore, what are the Klama are glasses? Corningware. Corningware dishes.
What is that?
Go to the store right up the block. They have Corningware dishes.
What is that?
Right, so what is that? So, first, this is an example that things changed. Till the 1990s, more than 1990s, Corningware was made out of glass ceramic. At the middle of 1990s, they switched it to a case of stoneware ceramic. They switched the way how to make it. Or just switched the way to make it. And therefore, you see the two was write different things because Tia switched, wasn't switched. Therefore, it used to be a case of glass and was not a problem. Therefore, you can makshir it or don't need any ashkocha. Now they say they get it of solely the level of cheres, and therefore you cannot cash it at all. So one of those things, again, you have to read this form, they have different things, but mice and things over time change.
What do they make out of it? What is it?
Pots? It's a place. Place.
It looks like charcoal.
Yeah.
What about
fiberglass?
Fiberglass. It's also, it should be the same thing. Fiberglass is the bayak, because they say they have the flavors inside of it. The words are? Flavors absorb into microscopic spaces between the strands.
You have fiberglass like that?
So, no, so again, one saver says it's glass, which you are, but the OU says, but CS-wise, they have flavors in between the strands. They were together of cheres. Fine. Now, one last point to get to glass. We're discussing over here when things went in through case of heat. What about kvishan glass? That means you have what?
Whiskey.
Kvishan inside glass. What's the law of kvishan inside glass? That means over here it's causing not kvishan, heat. Kvishan different. So we already know the simple face of Aleph came along the Taz and wrote down Isvet Arach, wants to say maybe Matak is not being Balea. Maybe certain things are, certain things are not. Maybe metal's not a problem. Yeah, you don't want to go this way. The Chavadas want to go this way. Maisa, very pleasant to disagree by Mentechel. What about glass? Maybe glass is not belayed by the act of Kvisha. We know Kvisha is much less than the level. So, come along the Minchas Yaakov, bring down this concept. It sounds like you're inside. Do you, Michael? Halacha Maisa, the Adhuda says no problem. The way the Dakar Shuvah brings down, Mechein Noigim Kol Balei Hayro, it says by glass, Agam will be Machmer, but not for Kvisha. Kvisha is nothing. It's not going to go inside. The words of the article brings it down, it's not subject to any iser negated glass. That means even people who are machmer glass, maybe not negated kvishan. Most of the time, by glasses and not used for a fire. What's negated? Usually we have things inside, put in the refrigerator, sits for 24 hours. If you want to say it's not a problem, hagam, you have to be clear, there is a prim godam over here that says you can only make them up unless you move by kvisha. And there is a chalkas yakov going this way. Most farmers say, and in the Dr. Chuvah says, call balei ro. They point out two things. Number one, the whole idea of glass all year round. Who said be machmer kiuzer? Can most places might say make all. Even when be machmer, maybe only my hachma, not by case of kvisho. Therefore, it seems to be that the oil does not seem to worry about when you put glass inside a refrigerator when it sits for 24 hours because there is no kvisho inside glass.
What about for Pesach?
I said all year round. I made a tzirif out of it. But the mice of Pesach, we don't seem to what? Chomitzik a kli? We don't use chomitzik glass. No, we won't use glass. Fine, that's the fourth level glass. Fifth level is things that Chazal do not have, synthetic things, whether it's rubber or nylon or plastic. What to go do with that? So again, part of the question is, who has to prove what? The Torah cannot write to Aseret, cannot write to Matrik. He won't write in certain words, no one have known what it meant. So how do we actually go to do anything? What do you do in that situation? So, the Gate of Pesach, now, it seems to be, the Moshe the Shuba about it, Chaim Chalpeis, he writes, you cannot cash the case of Gumi. Talking about rub over there, you can't cash it. Now, the Isma Vulcha among the Achroinim, what is the Moshe saying cannot cash you up? It's discussing all year round or Dafka Pesach. What is this tshuva referring to? So you look up the tshuva, it's written to a river, it's a fine Greenblatt. He has three questions over there. Kamala Feldman points out, the first question is Pesach, and the third question is Pesach. Who are rub and milk questions? Number one, Pesach. Number two, he says over here, is that to look at the date of the tshuva, it's Vav Nisan, Tov Shin Chof, 1960, right before Pesach. Number three says, if in one time Moshe has been machmer, by the case of rubble all year round, like the article says, so it'll come out that Moshe can be makel on plastic, can be makel on Teflon, can be machmer on rubber. How do we cut between synthetic different materials over here? So for these three reasons, so I felt to read the tshuva, about the whole tshuva of Moshe's own to be machmer on Pesach. What's where what you machmer Pesach more than all year round? Poshut. By glass, even if it didn't make a machmer Pesach. I've come with something I'm sure about the bottom of machmer in the case of Rabban Pesach. Mashenkin all year round, we're cashing in the yomim, it's nice to have of kam in case of Rabbanon. A Pesach, you have a bayav isim mashu. You have a bayav to be machmer, nice to have of kam. So that is the chil between Pesach versus Shari Surim. Therefore, it seems to be that most Svarim came along and said, again, the Pesach, we will not cash you over. They gave it to Shari Surim what to go do. So Rav Hengen has a tshuva about it, Cheshu Eivon has a tshuva about it. I said the Maisa can't go kasher. Roscoe says no problem. Rubber you can. That means the gate is synthetic. The gate to rubber that should be one in new. Don't this what about Teflon? Can you go kasher?
Where did they get the deconcussion from?
Because it's a suffix. Maybe we'll get to some. So we'll get to the suffix in the least time of can drop on them. That's where coming from. We don't have to end of day anyway. We have to. What?
We can't say something about that.
So by Sharishim?
That could be. It might be a problem.
We could say that it's Bavada in Napoli.
No.
No one thinks Napoli.
Mm-hmm. But again, more Macham Pesach. You think we know Napoli like glass or being Macham Koshkin rubber? Now they say, what about by Teflon? Teflon, they like saying over it's a type of rubber. So if so, what to go do? So they point out that let's say you have a frying pan that's Teflon. They point out the gate of Pesach, you have two problems. Number one is it's rubber. And number two, how do you call kasha a frying pan? A Pesach is only hagola. However, it's only when you have oil there. But Teflon, the whole point is make sure there's nothing there. And the food goes straight on top of it. And therefore, you have a bayah to a case of libun. The libun like Teflon, I'll destroy it. The lopaki, but you have no what?
It's a
terror. Again, you need tziruf by Pesach, right? Terrible. We're going to touch with the machmas. No tziruf over here. By frying pan, when it's Teflon. Therefore, by Pesach, it could the place can sound like to be machmer, except something you can kasher, except practically can kasher. That means the question is, something you can't kasher out through rubber, something you can't, but you can't. So either at the end of the day, you can't do it.
Can't do Liban Kam? Liban Kam rubber?
Yeah. It'll melt. You destroy the whole thing. Now, negate to Shari Serum, so first they discuss there are a machmas. Frying pan is coated. They also have coated pots over here. So in a coated pot, we want to know about Shari Yisrim. So come on then,
what?
A coated pot, a pot that's not negated to, they have liquid inside, with water inside. So you won't have the baya anymore that went straight on top. It's a case of liquid over here. So that had to go kasher, so simple bottom. Sorry, the Rav says, Shari Yisrim, Maisa go kasher. And Moshe says, wait 24 hours, and Maisa go kasher it. Negated to a frying pan, so there again, you have a problem. What to go do? The Sforim do bring down that the Vosner and the Chodeshani, they come along and says, what's very common, people make eggs, they crack it inside, and then they see a little drop of dam inside. When do the Teflon pack with a little drop of dam inside? The dam mice is also. The egg is mutter. Come along with Sforim, they say very simple. The egg, ruba de ruba, is a case of saftam arrow. Therefore, the egg is mutter. The dam is also. The dam, partially of shishim, it's not worried about. Therefore, the person can say, when you have a case of beitim, not a problem. All year round. Negate an egg with a little bit. Now, if you have a lab down, maybe it's good. But you always have a drop mount. The mount over there, I assume, is a case of shishim. You should not really worry about it.
Shishim.
What? No, it's a shishim. What?
Shefa.
Crack the whole egg there. The egg is too hard to down. Why not? Kosher. Why not? Why can't you use a kid that? I cooked a drop of chazé with 100 grams of heter. Can I cook it? Now take everything out and cook heter 5 minutes later.
It's
not blood.
The
Western side.
He's saying it's not blood. The reason we can't eat it is because of Maris Ayin or because it's done.
No, because it's a ruptured vessel that is innocent to eat.
Ruptured vessel from what?
That's the word that the article writes. I'm saying with the words. He says, us to eat. Now it's Maris Ayin. And he writes, it's a ruptured, look at the words, he has a vessel eruption. It's not, the two things, it's not, the reason why they used to ask for eggs, it was found to be developed. Even the whole egg was ulcerated. Today, our egg is not being developed because it's a case of a safra ma'ara. So, otherwise, we have what's the blood there? What are we seeing there? It's a ruptured vessel.
It was
what color? Was it brown, orange, what?
Red.
I don't know what that means.
It's
that
protein.
I don't know. That's so a print.
Yeah. He said you
every saver says take out the blood. Every saver says. Every saver says take it out, and as far as I see, they think it's rupture. It's a rupture. It's not what's on. Now, they do discuss, now, that on this frying pan, Lamaisa had to go kasher it. So they say they can't kasher the frying pan all year round, besides two different reasons. Either they want to say the reason why you can't, because the mapaki, or besides, they say it's not, can be pulled everything. They say, Mariah, you clean as much as you want. You know, take a tissue apple, it's still inside, it's not really taking out all the bleas out. There are two reasons why you can't kasher it. Maisa could be maybe not kamino, if it's a terabola, maybe it'll be enough. Double paki will not work, but without a sugyo of a terabola, if the reason is not all coming out, maisa being pilot, making it weaker over here. Now the oilum says over, another oilum says, it says you cannot clean it well to go kasher it. Maisa, not one saver says that, if I was saying you clean as much as you can, I take a tissue and go against it, some will come out, that's a blea. So fine, you can go kasher the case of a gola. Let's say with your frying pan, the case of a terabola. With blay inside, something that's a busser inside your pyro frying pan, or a little frying pan was busser 30 hours later. One do gola, two as far as I know, is not a problem. I don't know why you cannot do a gola and a terabola on your frying pan. How do you have a terabola? You have to have a frying pan that's 30 hours later, it was melting, and you put in the flame shakes.
You're saying that
grease
is a
blea or something? You clean as much as you can and you kasher it.
After that gola, you wipe it, it's still dirty, then you're
gone. Again, it's
still
fine. Again, even though it's still bleas.
Went back in.
And, I'm not sure what that is, but again, the swarm is saying you can't kasher it either because it's the. Not you need to do it. Again, the way they're saying it over. No one's saying you can't clean to go kasher it. No one seems to say that concept. The Olam says that. I'm not sure where it gets it from.
This that grease and grab is mamish not.
I can say it that way. Lachila, I can say, I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what you're tasting over there. I'm not sure. Or can say it another way. Can say maybe the government don't know. Later. But the Olam says, the Swam say you can kasher it. Because you're only by a Dolampaki. You're only by a Dolampaki. Fine. My next level, what about Pesach? Not about plastic. Can you go kasher plastic? So again, Pashtun again to Pesach. Pashtun have been, the moisture is brought down. Like, clearly that way you cannot kasher it. The Tzina says that way you can kasher it. Avosner and Chodshon, you've never tell others, say very simple. Number one, either it's nothing like a glass, or we don't know what it is. And Pesach, we have a Chum of Nitzan with Gam, Mashu, who's taking go kasher it, to be Machmer. Now, I've been to a place on Pesach. They come along and I ask them, you have certain things there that are plastic, rubber, and they said, based on what Dynamite and Shuba says, you can't kasher it. Now, I did not know that there were people who were stumbling upon that, but obviously there are. Therefore, on Pesach, I don't use those kelim that have plastic to it. Everyone's house, as far as I know, the Meister Machma Pesach, but Meister, there is a Kintar Balocha, or forwards, Keshav Eifor, the Kodak Dynamite, Kiddush.
How do you kasher the rubber in the oven and the rubber in the sinks and.
Again, the case of the
gaskets.
What?
Going
to
the gasket.
No, so the oven, the mice, they say it should not be inside the oven, right? It's usually on the outside, not going from one to another. This case I was referring to is the hot water machine. Everything is rubber, and it's going through the rubber itself.
What about by the sink in the faucet if you unscrew it?
So what's hot there? So a lot of people first switch the thing, or they cover the thing, but what are you worried about? Right. But
so yeah. The invite that we're kashering it, then we should get rid of it, right?
You have to know what you're worried about. Again, if you have an urn that's boiling hot, the pot material is rubber, and they heat up chalas on top of it, so they have a bayah. So how are they catching it? In your case, what are you worried about? So now I want to have my coffee. So this is a kli chametz. Fine. That's negeh to all year round. Negeh to shari serum. So first of all, to make on Pesach, so we can make sure all year round. As far as I see, most farm hold plastic in. The moinam, like saying, oh, you cannot catch plastic. As far as I see, come on, hold this farm. Say you can cash your plastic all year round. Whether it's Sri Deish, or Rav Henkin, or Rav Moshe, or Rav Kavnetsky, Diane Weiss, others that come along, says you can. Now, there are those, but Berkowitz goes like a Vyashim, says you cannot cash your plastic unless you tear a bala. Or maybe case through a bottom. Now, most cases when you mess up your plastic is a terabola because after 24 hours. So anyway, most times you do have an ace over there.
It's here for grass.
What?
The grass that you use in 24 hours.
He might said only have 20 hours. Now there are those with machmor plastic. There is a buzzer out there or a dying fish machmor plastic. But it can be to be makel. That means that Feldy likes thing over when he gives a share about this. He says the one that makes a mistake, they're makel or glass, and they're machmor plastic can kasher. He says punk by carrot. The lock is by glass, you cannot even kasher. By plastic, he says that avada you can kasher. If you ask me, I think both of them can kasher.
Can.
Both of them can. Well, you only round. Sorry?
You don't have to.
They do it by law.
Yeah. Now, with plastic, I mean, there's hard plastic, there's soft plastic. You take any Tupperware, and you don't go to it, not a problem.
Plastic thing.
No, that's softer. No, but any Tupperware, you can do a call to it, no problem. The Tupperware is made to put in the microwave, it gets boiling hot over there. Any Tupperware should be able to kasher. Any hard plastic, your knife has a plastic to it, a handle to it, plastic, no problem kashering it. For Michael, they say the same halacha as plastic, therefore those who can kasher it. Therefore, my parents in their house, they had a mica counter. So fine, as a chumash, but they kasher Pesach, then they covered it. Because others say you can kasher it, why not? Fine, but otherwise again, the same halacha. They get a Pesach to be machmir, they get shayasim to what to be makel. Fine, next level, porcelain. Come along with Mishnah Berurah, the last line by Austin Tafel and Aleph. I'm sure everyone got there already. He come along and he brings down the Prichodosh, who's calling about vase over there. What's the halacha of porcelain? She says. Papuri is a case of porcelain. People got them. So first they say it's basically what the Metzias over here is. The Yisrael Hadra says it's basically it's a mixture of the parameters of part glass and a lot of cheres. It's a mixture, so it has some parameters like glass, a lot of parameters like cheres. That's what the Mishmur says is not kli cheres. Don't give it a loch, give it a machma over here as you get a kli cheres. Porcelain is kli cheres. What Vaz says, which we're bringing down, Allah the Maizah, we're passing its Kli Charis. What's Kli Charis? King Kasher. That's clear. King Kasher over here. Now, therefore. Okay. If you look up the Sheikh Nezah Gadol himself, you have to know what the Maskan is. But the Sheikh Nezah Gadol is quoting Advaz, which says it. Now, therefore, come on the Paiskim Moshe, a bunch of truths about it. It says, Porcelain might be Machmor. He has like 5-2 from the, otherwise, he could be Machmor over here. Therefore, they point out what is China. So, it sounds like you have to know exactly which China you're referring to, the more expensive one or the cheaper one over here. There is what Dami Akamneski, you won't say China is stone. Therefore, you're saying you'll cash it. Last one say it's not true, the Metzias wise, because Nichol Geda Kli Cheres in the case of the Chashash of porcelain. And therefore, most people can say that depends what level China is. I think the more expensive China is more of a porcelain, the cheaper ones have more of a heter. But again, you have to find out the Metzias over here. If you have a Hefsimubo, then they get involved waiting 12 months or cashing a girl 3 times, and they have all this truth from over here. How do they go deal with it? In general, porcelain and China, the mice are bigger than the place in my machmer. Shari
Su?
Shari Su,
yeah.
Now, clean enamel. Now, enamel, whatever word you want to call it, different words, I think it's all the same thing. Don't tell me it's different things. What is a loch in the gate enamel? So, where is this coming from? So there's a Sharet Sin, or not a Sharet Sin, there's a go on the Mechavar on Sif Chav Gimel. On Sif Chav Gimel, that's what Mishavur you have. Mishavur writes either a go on the Orish Vahodis on top, on other Mishavurs on the bottom. Chav Tzchaim come along and quotes Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer writes they had these metal pots that was loven for Shashua, that was glazed and smooth. Now what was it made out of? He says no one knew, the ones who made it hid exactly what they're doing. They wanted to have their own copyright to it. They did not want to tell anybody what they're doing, and therefore no one can find out what they're doing. What is it made out of? The other question was, is it cheres or mataches? Boshnik, can you kasher it? You can't kasher it. That was the sum of the Sam Sofer. Come on, Sam Sofer, and he says, Allah is to get a shari yisum all the around. We're not sure. We have to kasher mitzad asug of liban, liban kal. That's what he says. On that, come on, the Chavetz Chaim, and the beginning of the Sam Sofer, and the Ulam saw the Sam Sofer ready in Simukul Chaval, and the Pesach Chuvah Sikon Beis, we're talking about the whole entire thing over there. They come along with Chavetz Chaim, he says, first of all, the Gate of Pesach, Avad of the Loch is, we have to be Machmer. We have to be Machmer. Now, he says to be Machmer, heard one person try to tell me he means to be Machmer, do like the Chavetz Chaim, he says, oh, you're out of leaving Kal. Well, that's not what he means. Pasha means that we have to be Machmer's Kli Cheres. We can't use it as a Gate of Kli Cheres, and we're going to be Machmer over here. And then with the place coming down, the Shai Tzian, or Moshe, or Vosner, or the Tzian, or Strumbach, they come along and say, Loch is, we have to be Machmer, we cannot kasher enamel all year round. Enamel, that's what discussion here. Pesach, not kosher Pesach. Now the question is, what about enamel all year round? Basically,
what about
the Megomer? Okay, so the Megomer can do.
You could do.
For Pesach,
why not?
Pesach can do, right? But I mean, in general, not the Megomer, they mean the Kivshim. There's two things over here. The Megomer, the Gemara means Kivshim. The Megomer, the Mepaki. Yeah, that's Kivshim.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Neger to Shari Sir. Again, come along with some Sefer. He wants a Taino, Lima Lima Kal. Come along with other Chorim said, you're not sure. How does Lima Kal work over here? Come along with Tuv Tamadas, the Adyud and Chaznish, and others say, once you're not sure, the Sufik and the Shim Dereis over here. What are you dealing with? There's Tamakam and Gilgul Dereis, so why be Mekel there? If it's Ben Yem, it's Dereis. If it's not Ben Yem, it's a Gilgul Dereis. So why be Mekel for it? Therefore, come along with Dain Fisher and Liashka, come along with Machmer, and say, you need Lima Gomer. You have to Mamish Kash, like Lichares, or Kivshav Betzim. You cannot Lima Gomer, the Machmer. Maisit's also here. But Shani's Maisit also. Asada Shlishi, that means you have either those say Lima Kal, those say Maisit is Mamish Lichares. Asada Shlishi, the Maisit, Mishwur says, Shekama Gedolim, those are who the Kama Gedolim is, the Loch is to be Mekel with Agolim. Agolim. What's his reason? He says two things. It's Nois Tzamlov Kam, means the case of Drabonim, and it's a Mashu. Mashu, what does it mean? In the case of Shefa. We know the loch in Simitag test and Simzayin Yerdeo, the loch over the ear is when something you always use, always has Shefa, always 60 times the amount, would that be Machmer? Therefore, since we have nice time of Gam and Shefa, it's not a problem. Now, I see the Oiz Bahadi is a question. We don't pass the loch of Shefa on the Machabah. We all give the Machabah the Shachantaz.
We do, but
the Rabbanon. Oh, the Chor Poshit is that number one, by the Rabbanon's, nice time of Gam we do. And in Ibn Yomar, the Moshe says, the Minig Moira Ra, it says to be Michael. That means the Oizvah has a cash what's going on. They didn't know Minig Moira Ra. Minig Moira Ra says, Chef and Ibn Yomar, Mice is Motor. And you want to write Mishura. That's the Mishura is saying over here. He's saying it's Shefa and Ibn Yomar, the Temple of Kam. Va'id, you can say a step further. Even once that you're right. It's a Suffolk over here. So maybe even by Suffolk, maybe Ibn agrees. That means, first of all, we have Minig Moira Ra to be Michael in general, Shefa and Ibn Yomar. And second, we have a Suffolk over here. We're not sure about Ches and Metechas. Therefore, Chavetz Chaim says it's Abenezer, but once they say that, come along this far, he come along and says, you can kasher enamel, once that's the way, Bizman Chazal, with the case of Agala. That's first, Bizman Chazal Seif in the Mishnah Berurah. The question is our enamel the same enamel that was then? Then we really have the same heter, do a case of Agala. So Rafelda wouldn't give a share about this. He says, he spoke to Rafelski, who said, Isav Yaakov Nesky, about 40 years ago, they switched the Mitzias. And they made enamel from being a suffix, and now we know, we find out, it's made from stone. We know it's idea, we know it's made from stone. Made from stone, what's halacha? We don't pass the job high going. You can't cash it, not a problem. However, for the past 20 years, if you write to them, and we've emailed different companies, and we get an answer very back to it, and they say, but ikur, it's glass. And that means it went from a suffix to stone to glass. And the fellow said it went from a suffix. The Vade Machshir, the Vade Osir. Or, as I would say, what's the Suffolk? The Vade Machshir, of course, it can, as a Chumatri Machshir. That's a big difference over here. Now, if you look at the article, the red one, he writes, it's a case over here, it's glass. In the blue one, he comes along and says, maybe it also has part of the properties of Cheres over here. So he himself switches a couple years, like 10 years later. I'm not sure what changed over here. As far as they write back, most of these emails, these companies write back who make it, they seem to say the ick of the property over here is a case of glass. That's big over here. Alamai Yimisopik, so anyway, you have the Chavetz Chaim with it, so Yimisopik with it. What's going on over here? Can make it with Agola. Because why is the Shefa with the case of Mashu of Enim and Yomai? The other comes out, we discussed a couple times already. They get to our ovens. Our ovens do not get rusty over here because it's glazed with enamel. How can you go kasher it? We have three problems. Number one, from Boston to the club, can you go do that? The answer is no. Can't do that, right? Can't, no.
Why?
Number, because that's a minig. The Magar Rav. That's a minig.
It's glass,
no,
and you can do it.
Number two.
Minig's only by Caleb.
Number two. That's not true.
It's
number two, we discussed where is the Hesek, is Bifnim B'chutz. By the Shulchan says, B'chutz, you have a Baya. We point out a couple reasons why Timekel or Shmuel Kamesky is Nichol, get a Bifnim. It's only shelf over there. Third thing we kept mentioning, there's a glaze with enamel. What comes out, says Rafelder, Maisa is glass. How can you go kasher it? He's Maisa, he's Mekel, you know why? Because he holds his nose in the oven. Fine. Right. Fine. That's Kuba felt that's it. Fine. Kaisel. Fine. Fine. You agreed to Zayah if you leave it there, right? You yourself tell me. You said you had droplets coming down the Zayah from your oven. You told me that. You told me that you had done both. And a lot of people leave the food inside the oven.
No, people don't.
And we asked around when you said people don't, and most people said, of course we do. Every Friday night, people leave the food inside the oven. A lot of people do. Well, yes, yes, yes. So even you said there's no Zay, said the Zay.
It has to be warm, not Zay, because
it's fine. You mean the tour by us, the Monk of Ups, that there is?
No.
Right, exactly.
Like, just say nothing.
So fine. So Maisa, so it comes out that, again, if you go with how I understand it, the enamel Shabbat, again, either it's glass, you can kasher, or if it's a suffix, also you can go kasher. You tell me the mice is chayus, you have an issue. But the mice is fine, the same as man is there, ikus glass.
What?
The paper, man pays again, but you have to do the self cleaning. Right, so I mean, yes, it's sherry's term. It doesn't bother me the Indian of kashering it. Does not bother me the Indian of hesek with shnei mechutz for a couple of reasons. The main problem bothers me is how the kashering back and forth in fleishiks. Again, I've asked the young rabbi when I can, how the world are passing this way. I'm not going to clear answer why they're passing the kulam. That's a, to me, it bothers more than the other two in Yonim. Again, you want something that's not there, that's something else.
What?
The word mishubu is mashu.
How so in our ovens, you have shefa.
The
pan of chicken into there.
I think when mishubu means shefa, means the mashu that's coming out from the porcelain.
We don't know. Maybe everything's coming out. What does
that
mean?
What does mishubu mean?
I don't know.
I have a hard time
with
mishubu.
I don't know what it's in the case.
It sounds like the whole point is we want to stay there. We're putting it on and want the matzias to be there. The amount that's coming off, the little particles that are coming out are a bottle of the amount of food that's there. That's how I understood it to be.
Particles of what?
Of whatever's coming, again, they're putting the enamel to be there. They want to be there,
no,
to stay there.
Number,
so what happens? The small pieces fall out, or bleas are coming out. That's what's calling a mashu.
Who said the bleas is not tons of bleas? You have the whole pan of chicken that went in.
Again, you have a whole oven that's metal, right? You have a little glaze, very thin glaze over here that's enamel. And all that together, as far as I'm saying, that's
a lot of bleas. There's a lot of area of enamel that
could
lay a chicken here.
You want, again, if it's glass, it doesn't bother me.
Right,
you're saying if it's a sophic, again, it could be some stuff. It's stuff that's on the cooler, you can tell me anyway.
Right.
Maybe I'll tell me it's a Gilgal here, I'm not sure. Fine. I kind of materials over here. Bez Hashem, tomorrow, again, the mere buses do go. That means the yeshiva people live in Yishlayim. They'll be chabur at the end of Seder from 12:30 in the back of Zechariah. And Friday, it's like Hudim Ois Ara, Ara Zutari, start off with Torah, then you do Simcha Vikar, then you have the rest of the Suda. And Bez Hashem on Sunday, everyone is back. Whether you feel up to it or not, you come over here and sit there and relax. And worst comes to worst, you might learn a little bit. And Mechazik to Elim, that's around you. Aslach and Afreilich.